OPT Network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this. Oh, yeah, it's Friday morning. And if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:37. Of course, today is the last day of May. And I keep telling DC every single morning, I said, I can't believe how quickly May went by. So much has happened. So much is going to happen. But we hope that your morning is off to an incredibly wonderful start. And you know, when you start off right, my mother always said, you end up right. So we hope that you're getting your morning off to a good start. We hope that you're putting that good, positive energy out into the universe. And if it's one of those mornings, God forbid, that you feel harried and hurried, I hope that you just stop, calm yourself, take 30 to 60 seconds, breathe in deep. Oh, yeah. Fill your lungs, blow it out, and start saying to yourself, it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great weekend. I expect great things to happen. And as you're getting going on this Friday morning, we're reminding you that school zones are not in effect. Kids are out of school. It is official. Kids are out of school. So as you're going about your day, we ask that you make sure that you're watching out not only for others that are on the road, but for all of the kids that are in neighborhoods, in areas probably oftentimes that they're not supposed to be in, doing things unattended. Some are, some aren't. The parks are really filling up, and we noticed that just yesterday. Kids are in parks, you know, with the water spouts and having a good time. A lot of parents out there, but a lot of kids are just out and about. So please make sure that you're watchful throughout the day for those kids that are coming and going. Y'all, it's Friday, but more importantly, it's Real Women, Real Talk. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you who's on point. Stay with us. We're back right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years' experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating, today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC. Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or Pioneer Louisiana Travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
This is an On Point Talk playback. Real women, real talk.
Is the black church keeping black women single?
People at church, said whatever you do, you go to school,
you get your education.
You graduate, you get a career, and then.
Right.
Okay, well, then becomes 40 years old.
Wow.
Then I got it. started working at the newspaper when I'm trying to get my stuff together.
Get your career going.
Yeah. About 30.
What's wrong with you?
Why you not? Now, these people.
They done changed their story. It's the same people.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years. Listen, if you have any vehicle repairs, whatever you need, Daryl's Auto Service is there to serve you. The number to phone, 318-443-5741. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Hixson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website is www.hixsonhasit.com. 24/7, you can go to www.hixsonhasit.com. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, the real solution in the healthcare that you need. And today is the absolute last day for open enrollment. So we're going to remind you really, really big. I want you to get big. If you have not enrolled yet, if your family is not enrolled, your kids are not enrolled, you haven't chosen a group. This morning, I want to remind you that today is the last day of open enrollment. Amerigroup Real Solutions is how you get the care that you need for you and your family. And here's what you do. Simply phone 855-229-6848. 855-229-6848. And this is what you'll get. You'll get thousands of doctors in the network, specialists to choose from as well, hospital in your service area, health checks and screenings, immunizations, rides to the doctors, plus eye care for people under 21 years of age. Also want to say American Wholesale Mattress is leading in sleep comfort for more than two decades. If you're not sleeping well, if you're not waking up feeling revitalized and refreshed, well, American Wholesale Mattress is where you should start. They're located at 717 MacArthur Drive. Kara and David can help you. The number to phone, 318-443-9524. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish and McDonald's of Alexandria. Y'all, it's Friday. It's 7:52. And this segment, we call it Real Women, Real Talk. The conversation is just amazing. And so if you're not connected, we want you to go to our website. You can click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. You can go right now to www.onpointcxmas.com. And so now I want to introduce you to our Real Women for Real Talk on this Friday, May the 31st. We're joined by, for her first time ever to the OPT Network, Trinelle Green. She is the owner of Baskets Galore Floral Design. Trinelle, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Carlette and David.
So good to have you here this morning. We want to welcome in back our regular contributor, Lamia, what we call Pitbull Solomon. She's the branch manager at Wood Forest Bank, and also Risa Bowie. Risa, give me your official title. You didn't write it down for me.
I am now the National Recruitment Manager for New Leaders.
Woohoo! All right. Congratulations. And we're expecting Ingrid Bush from the incubator a little bit later in the show. But ladies, we're so happy to have you this morning. And I say to all of our guests that we don't tell any of the ladies what we're going to be talking about until the morning of, because we want it to be real. And so, as you all know, I read a lot of articles. And something caught my attention. I know that everybody here, whether you love music or not, are familiar with Destiny's Child.
Yes.
All right, good. And so, Kelly Rowland has a new song out. And so, there was an article written about this new song that absolutely captured and intrigued my attention. And this is what it says. These are some of the lyrics from the song. She says, when my sister was on stage talking about Queen Bee, Beyonce, when my sister was on stage killing it like a expletive, bad word, I was enraged, feeling like an expletive, bad word, she sings on the track. So she says she was never really so
at odds with herself after Beyoncé left the group. In fact, she spoke about and read about and talked about dealing with her jealousy, seeing Beyoncé leave the group and reach heights that were probably unparalleled to any other singer that had been with a girl group and had gone on and just catapulted to unheard of success. And she said, you'd never know what I was dealing with, talking about Kelly, saying she'd never know, Beyoncé would never know that she was dealing with this sort of jealousy. She said, we went our separate ways, but I was happy she was killing it, but it was bittersweet. She was up, I was down, no lie. I feel good for her, but what do I do now? And so the topic of conversation is this. Are we really being real when we say to our sister friends that we're happy for them, but we're really not? The reason why I wanted to bring the article to Real Women, Real Talk is because I think that we say we're happy for each other, Risa, but I don't know that we really are. And I love Kelly's honesty.
You're right. And I think that I don't think it's about the person. I think we're genuinely happy for the person. But then it's a direct slap in the face for everything that we wanted to accomplish that we didn't. So it then becomes an issue for us, an issue that we have for ourselves. Mm-hmm. So jealousy is real.
Mm.
It comes from self. It really doesn't come from seeing something that someone else wants that we want to have. I mean, someone else has that we want.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from someone else has gotten to a place that I never got to. Someone else has done something that I was never able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And woe is me. Really?
Woe is me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we take it to.
Mm-hmm.
It's my fault. What did I do wrong? Woe is me.
Right. And what I really, after I read the article and I pondered it, it was a conversation that I wanted to bring to the round table simply because I think that all too often we have these feelings that are trapped within when we see others' successes. And of course, this is on a national level, but I think it can be relegated to every day. When you see people, Trinnell, that are successful and you want that success and you wanna be happy for them, but still you're like, can you really be happy?
You know, for me, I can only speak for me. For mm-hmm. me, I can. And I think that comes from, and I definitely agree with Reese when she, what she just said, because I've dealt with it a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Not personally, but it subjected at me,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Where people weren't happy for you.
Where people weren't happy. I've lost really good friends that broke my heart, you know, because
wow.
people weren't happy for you, you know, and it does hurt. So for me, I've made it a lifelong mission to always support other women.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, you know, I've talked to good friends who've had that problem,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we've prayed about it and we've talked about it. But, you know, for women, and I mean, this is just an ongoing problem where we beat each other down,
mm-hmm.
you know. And for me, I've found that if you surround yourself by positive people,
mm-hmm.
and I've been blessed that I've been able to do that. I've been in a group. And still in a group, we just don't meet as much. That's called Sinlaw Women,
mm-hmm.
Women of Sinlaw.
Mm-hmm. Mary Boyd Smith.
Mary Boyd Smith.
Mm-hmm. MBS.
Yes, put that group together. And it started off being a group of about 20 women.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did. We came together once a month just to support each other,
mm-hmm.
just to be happy for each other,
mm-hmm.
just to say, hey, sister, I'm with you. I support you. And that's what we did. We supported each other.
And I love that. But I'm gonna go to you, Lamia. A lot of times we say we're happy, I support you.
Yeah.
But Deucey says, uh-oh. A lot of I want to keep it real.
Yeah.
A lot of times we say I'm happy, I'm supporting you. But if I have not attained, sometimes we can say we're happy, but we're really not happy. And I think that's where you got to go real deep, and I guess that's why I really love this article, cuz she put it out there. She put it out there and she said even though Beyoncé was rising to heights that were through the stratosphere, she said it was bittersweet for her.
Right. And you know what? Reese, I agree with you. It's inside. It's inside to have that jealousy. It's inside to say, you know what? Yeah, I'm happy for you, but you know what? I'm happy, but but wipes out anything you said
before.
Ooh, but wipes it out. That's a big word. A lot of people say, oh, it's okay, but no, then that means it's not okay.
Right. So it negates everything else.
Everything else, you know. And so we, as women, and I'm guilty of it too, I might see somebody and be like, golly, they got that nice Jaguar. What did they do? Oh, it's a black woman. I'm happy for her, but she must have did something illegal to get it, you know. And it's like,
is that what you start thinking?
You know, no, but I mean, I'm just giving you an example. But no, but the thing is, we as women have to deal with our own self issues. It's something that the woman is lacking, or if you have that spirit in you, because that's what it is. It's a spirit of jealousy.
And let me just say this. I think that if we're honest, everybody has some degree of jealousy.
Correct.
And I think that it crosses over when it becomes covetous, when you want what others have.
Right.
And she talks about the fact that she put it out there, right? And so she's releasing this new song, and our team, the OPT team, is working vigorously to have Kelly Rowland on point, because this is something that I think that we should all talk about as women.
Right.
And the fact that she could come out there and put it out there and put it in a song. Now, it gets better, because the song is going to be released in June, or I think around June the 18th. Well, before she released the song, she gets with Beyonce and she gets with Michelle, and she lets them listen to the song. And so then the article goes on to talk about Beyonce's reaction. Yeah. Surprisingly, she says, we were always friends. And then she goes on to talk about, in the song, she goes on to talk about being a woman that was victim to domestic violence. And then her relationship with Beyonce became estranged, because they said, listen, she said to her, either leave this relationship or that's a wrap. And so then she's dealing with all of these issues, and she's talking about this in the song. So as they come together and meet, Beyonce said, I was always there. I never left you. She said, I support you. I love you. And I'm just paraphrasing. And she said, you went within yourself and you were honest. And I think that it's great.
And you know what? And that's the first thing. Once you admit, what, that's the first key to anything. Admitting, like they say in AA, you got to admit you got a problem. you got to admit you have an issue.
That's right.
That way, you know what? It may not be as bad as you thought it was. You took it upon yourself to have this jealousy and this rage. Why not get with that person and say, you know what? Obviously, I'm doing something wrong.
But don't you think, though, Risa, that the first thing, and I think you're right on point, Lamia, the first thing is being able to come out of yourself.
Right.
You know, William Shakespeare said, to thine own self be true, but a lot of us can't be true to us.
That's right.
That's true. And in this situation, and even in the workplace, if you know you've worked just as hard as the next person, if not harder.
Yes.
And then with Beyonce and Kelly, they both worked hard. They both grew up together in the music industry. They both learned together in the music industry. And then all of a sudden, Beyonce blew up and left Kelly behind.
And that's how she felt.
I would feel the same way.
You would feel the same way.
I mean, look in the workplace. When you working just as hard as the next person, if not harder, you're putting in the extra hours, and then she gets the promotion.
But you know what?
And you're happy for her, but then you're like,
not really.
Not really, because you're like, I did all the work. I did this, 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 and this. I deserve it more than she does.
Okay, hold that thought, Lamia. Hold that thought. Going to let Lamia and Trinell weigh in right after this. Everybody, you're on point. It's Real Women, Real Talk. Stay on point. We're back. What you
Julie Reed!
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's healthcare services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program. Get Wired Satellites. Don't forget, when you phone Get Wired Satellites at 318-767-2220, you can get HD for life. And if you qualify, you can get a free iPad 2. Plus, Jeremy and his team are going to make sure that you get the best savings on whatever you choose. Again, that's Get Wired Satellites. The number is 318-767-2220. They're right off the south traffic circle. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. Don't forget, tomorrow kicks off the beginning of hurricane season. The number to phone for more information for Rosa and her team is 318-487-1881. Hey, y'all, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday, and you're on the OPT Network. We're joined this morning by Trinell Green, Teresa Bowie, Lamia Solomon, and we're talking about, first, we're talking about women and jealousy, but more importantly, we're talking about an article that was written, and Kelly Rowland had an interview, Kelly Rowland, formerly of Destiny's Child, talking about her new CD that was out, that is coming out, called Dirty Laundry, where she talks about the success that Beyoncé has and is having. She talks about her feelings of not necessarily being happy, but really that her success was bittersweet. And also she went on in a previous article to talk about the fact that she is just coming to terms with having chocolate-colored skin or being a little bit darker. And she also went on to say that when she was young, and for many of you that have followed the story, she talked about growing up in the household with Beyoncé's family. And she said Beyoncé's mother said, we're going to put a stop to it. She didn't want to go outside because she was afraid that her skin would get darker. And so as we were talking about that during the break, everybody had something to say about African-American women and women of color that don't necessarily feel beautiful if they're darker.
And you know, that's sad. I am a chocolate sister. I feel I am a chocolate sister. And I love it. Like I was telling you during the break that I watched that show, Love and Hip Hop or whatever. And up in New York, the guy Consequence says, has the lyrics to one of his songs saying that bright skin and white skin is the right skin.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl that he wanted to rap on the song said, no, I'm not getting on this CD with you because that's not right. And she was a light-skinned woman. She said, what about my dark-skinned sisters? Uh-huh. Why? What would they think about that? And he said, that's how I feel.
Right.
And I think that's a terrible thing. As women, no matter what your skin tone is.
But I think, though, Lamia, I think we have to really weigh how others feel or others perceive that they have brown skin. How do you weigh in on that, Trinell?
Absolutely. I think that a young lady has to know her self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was raised in a household with only women, no father around. Mm-hmm. My mom raised 6 girls. So it was grandmama, my mama. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing they always instilled in us. I've never had that experience, but I do know people who have had
that
experience.
I do too.
You know, so, you know, it is. It's real out there. You know, a lot of us black women, women of color, we do have problems with our skin. When we have friends that are light skinned, some of us do think that our friends are prettier than they are.
Wow.
Who have dark skin. You know,
wow.
And I've had a couple of friends in that category, and I'll be like, you're just as beautiful as she is. Just because her skin is lighter doesn't make you. It doesn't make you any.
Do you think, though, that we've been conditioned over time?
Absolutely.
That lighter skin,
oh, yes,
was the prettier skin?
Yes.
Was the better skin?
Absolutely. Absolutely. See, it goes to white. White girls are better than black girls, you know,
mm-hmm. Or prettier.
Are prettier than black girls. You know, their hair was straighter,
mm-hmm.
You know, their skin was lighter. They were prettier. You know,
and I think it's all about embracing who we are and where we are. And it's sad that in 2013, we're still talking about skin color. And Risa, you had a really, really interesting perspective on light versus dark skin.
Well, and I agree with Trinell. She's absolutely right. We have to be comfortable with who we are as an individual and embrace our differences because we're all different.
Mm-hmm.
And in my family, I know there's some history of the acceptance of darker skin versus lighter skin.
And for those people that don't necessarily know Risa and are hearing Risa for the first time, Risa's skin is very light.
Right. And even with myself, you know, coming up, growing up, I've been asked a million times, what are you? And I hate that question.
Wow.
I've always hated it because I'm a human. I'm an individual.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you have to be comfortable with yourself. You have to know who you are. And I put a post on Facebook the other day. You have to know who and whose you are.
Right.
Because if you don't, the world will tear
and
you
And Trinelle and I
apart.
Were talking about That's right. that this morning.
Yes.
But I think we say that. And it sounds great to know who you are and whose you are. If you don't, and Trinelle and I were just talking about this morning, people will tell you who you are.
Absolutely.
But the fact of the matter is, Trinelle came from a strong matriarchal background where those women were saying, you're beautiful. Are we doing enough to tell girls, young girls, no matter what ethnicity that they come from, women of color, that they are beautiful, right. despite the images?
Yeah. And I really think that's the problem. Because what happens, and no offense to anyone, we have younger people with children that didn't have a good stand-up, solid mother, grandmother.
Yes. Right.
You know, and so when they get to these babies raising babies,
yes,
then they're not teaching them those strong values.
Right.
They're teaching them back it up, make a dollar. You know, things like that. You know, there's little girls that's 6 and 7 years old that can twerk better than any grown woman.
Wow.
You know, and you see these videos.
What is twerking?
You don't want to know. You don't want to know.
Shaking of the brump and all this other stuff. And, you know, better.
This from the woman who brought us mushing.
Yeah. Hey, I got to bring it all. And they think it's okay. And you'll see them posted on YouTube.
Wow.
And they think that it's okay for these girls to do that. And then when they get older, you can't
then
twerk for where is that going to get you?
Right. And then our worth is in twerking, in working our body, and displaying our body.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Instead of having that value to yourself and teaching your children.
Which goes so far.
Which goes so far. And, you know, if you instill in them their self-worth early.
Right.
Then guess what? They're going to value themselves, you know. With my
daughter. But it's not until I read these articles, and there was a whole documentary done on women of color, but most especially African American women, that were having issues as young girls and even into womanhood having issues with darker skin. I didn't really think in this generation, in this century, that it was still an issue, but it is very much an issue.
Yes, because of the upbringing. Think about it. Either they were one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with my family, my mom is a bright skin.
I was just going to say.
My mother is that
Go ahead,
bright
Trinelle.
Skin.
Our families are so mixed. I mean, right. I come from a family of 10. We are so many different shades.
That,
you know? If you aren't comfortable in your skin and you look at your sister who is 4 times lighter than you, you're like, how come I'm not light?
Right.
Mom?
How come she got the light skin and I didn't?
You know, or, you know, they had the nicer figure, you know. As a child, I grew up, I was always considered stout. You know, never was that skinny person. But you know what? I was comfortable. At a point, you have to get comfortable with who you and that's where the problem come in. When you're not comfortable.
Right.
Then you're looking at everybody else and judging yourself
on what they are.
Else.
Right. Go ahead, Risa.
And I think that mainstream is not making it any better.
Oh, no.
Because when you look at the movies, the light skin or the exotic, the Puerto Rican or the Hispanic girls or Latin girls, they're getting the movie roles. They're in the videos.
Yes.
They're in the forefront. And then you have your darker skinned girls that are getting the less glamorous roles.
Mm.
And so that doesn't help someone's self-esteem when that's what they're seeing. And so it does go back to you have to be comfortable with who you are. And as Lamia was saying, with the younger generation, my approach to the inappropriateness that we're starting to see with young women is...
Hold that thought. Let me get a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the inappropriateness. What are we saying to our girls that will ultimately become women? Stay on point for more Real Women, Real Talk after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed than certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC. Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Grammy-nominated recording artist, Angie Stone.
And I said to Angie, is all the women that you helped, Alicia Keys, Beyonce, I mean, the list is endless. How do you keep yourself focused, maintain that poise and that focus to help all these women that were going to superstardom?
Well, the one thing I learned early in life is jealousy gets you nowhere. The one thing that bothered me in this industry is how female groups tend to break up after one or two albums. They didn't have the same power that men had, so I made it a point to prove that as women we have to be supportive of each other and not be catty, because every time one of us makes it, it gives life to the next one.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody. It's 8:25. It's May the 31st. You're on point, and this is Real Women, Real Talk Friday. Let me just say that this segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. And by now, you know J&J Exterminating is Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm. And let me tell you something. Everything is coming out. The hotter it gets, the more things that are coming out. You got to be on point with J&J. They're locally, independently owned right here in Louisiana. And for a free consultation, here's the number. 318-448-4000. They're located at 526 MacArthur Drive. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works. If you've had an accident and you need vehicle repairs, Lynn and Ray Hyde can remove those dents and they can restore your vehicle. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Y'all, this morning we're in the studio with Real Women, Real Talking, talking to Trinell Green, Teresa Bowie, and Lamia Solomon. And boy, what a conversation it is. We've started off talking about jealousy and how all of that can be so pervasive, and it can permeate within us, and we never even, I think, know the true real roots. And the way that we started talking about skin color was during the break. Risa had said that a lot of the jealousy may have emanated or come from Kelly's sort of being maybe a little bit jealous or wanting to be lighter, like Beyonce was. And so that's how the whole conversation morphed into what it has become. And before we went to break, Risa, you were making a point about really what we're teaching our girls.
Yeah, it was just to kind of throw a caveat in about what Lamia was saying about the younger generation and the things that these girls are exposed to and, you know, our teenagers and our young ladies are engaged in. And a lot of it is inappropriate behavior, but it all stems from self-esteem. It all stems from, you know what, if I can't be accepted in this setting, then I'll just go find another one. They're not thinking, is this going to be detrimental to my character? Mm. And we, as women of character, we're judging them so much. We're finger pointing, well, this generation isn't doing this, and
right,
the girls aren't doing that, and it should be this way, and this should be that way. So not only are they not being accepted in a setting of society that is acceptable, but they're also being judged by their elders or by people that they may look up to. So I think that just as a whole, we need to do more embracing and mentoring and bringing in. Mm-hmm. We can't leave it up to the babies raising babies. Young girls are having babies, so this generation is lost.
Right.
We have to say, you know what, there's a problem. Let me be the one to step in and do what I can to fix it and impart my character on someone else or raise someone else up.
Or mentor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we really have to take self-accountability when we see things around
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. And you know what I wish? I wish more than anything that that word, the quote-unquote lost generation, I wish that could go out of the verbiage of our mouths and our vocabulary. We're saying it. The media is saying it. I think people have bought into it. And I don't think that anybody is really doing anything, Risa, other than what you're saying, finger pointing. Look at those booty shorts. Look at that outfit she's wearing. And how can we be the change that we want to see? How can we do that?
With me, I always turn that statement around because I hear it so much. And I'll always correct it and say, well, I don't know what generation you're speaking of, but I know the word that I read tells me that we're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Mm-hmm. And so I have to always go back. We got to go back to the promises of God and what's written.
Mm-hmm.
Because the world around us has gone so chaotic. We got to get back to the foundation and,
right,
and be able to teach that. We are to be in this world, but not of this world. And I know that can be vague for some people, but it's really a reality.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you get caught up into the things that are going on around you, you will get lost, and you will.
But isn't it easy? But isn't it easy to get caught up?
It is. If my son listened to the things that people around him, the elders around him are saying, oh, y'all a lost generation, or even me,
mm-hmm,
we're a lost generation, you know, well, this generation, this, and this generation, that, I look at the person and say, well, what are you doing to change it?
Mm.
you know.
Right. All we're all we're doing is talking about it. We're not being about it. And I wonder what we can say to those girls. And I pulled up on the computer the documentary that I was talking about. It came out about 2 years ago, I guess in 2011. And it was called The New Dark Girls Documentary, A Look at Black Women's Struggle with Their Skin Tone. And we had really worked hard to try to get them in. And I think that that's something we certainly want to visit, because after reading the article with Kelly, and she said it in several articles about her skin tone, what that tells me is that she had all those gifts and all those talents, but she still was having a problem embracing who God created her to be in terms of what color she was.
And that's sad, you know, because she was blessed and she was so busy worrying about the flaws that she didn't see all.
But aren't we all, we might not be flawed in that way, but aren't we all flawed in some way? It may not be, you know, the color of my skin. You've right. got all these gifts and talents, and you can look at her and say, well, you've got all this. Why would you care? But aren't we all flawed in some way? Oh, my booty right. is too big, or my hips are too wide, or, you know, whatever. I'm not skinny enough. Yeah. And then there was an article that talked about fat talk, how women, whether whatever size they were, they always engaged in this fat talk. And all of these conversations, y'all, that we're having, I really started looking at myself, you know, because I've been a big girl, and it, you know, and how I felt about myself. And I think that we've got to stop talking about it. We've got to be about embracing who we are, where we are. And DC and I had a conversation just this week talking about being content mm-hmm. with your skin color, being content with your booty being big. If it's too big, then do something about it. Mm-hmm. You know, if your hips are too big, then start walking, do something about it. But we have got to stop bashing ourselves. And I think we're doing it as a rite of if you compliment me, I can't make you think that I think that, oh, I look great. I got to find something wrong with me.
And you know, if you think about it, society as a whole does this. And let me tell you, think about it. We put more money in prisons than we do in schools. Why? Because we're going to find that negative.
But I think we have to really, we can't look at where we're putting money, whether we're putting in the prisons or not. I think this has to start at home.
Well, yes.
You know what I'm saying? This has to start with Absolutely. Our parents saying to, and we were talking about the generations. Trinelle is in her 50s. I'm in my 40s, 30s.
30.
And, you know, we look at the generations, and it has to start.
With the generation.
It has right. to start in yes. the house.
I was just, during the break, I was making y'all all know they were talking about what the images they see on TV, and I was telling them, well, I'm 55, mm-hmm. and when I was growing up, we had three channels. We had KNOE, and, uh-huh. you know, it wasn't
You didn't have a lot to choose from, and I said,
you know, so I couldn't. No, but I mean, that's all you saw. Uh-huh. You know, you did the three colors. I'm really telling my age. You know, we didn't have color television, so you put the paper on the TV to get some color. So I just tells you how far I am. But we didn't see the images that the young children are seeing on television today.
Right. Right.
You know, I didn't see the light-skinned women versus, you know, so I guess I didn't get that in me, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. where all these other young girls, you know, they do see that. I mean, it's in their face. So much, and that's where a lot of this is coming from. We didn't have those issues. I was dark, you know. We only went to school because we weren't segregated. You know, I went to school with all black kids.
Right, you know? And you just like you said, you never really knew the difference. And then there was a movement that said, yeah. you know, black and proud.
Yeah, by
you
then
know, black
we
are the berry, sweeter the yeah. juice. You know, but there were a lot of people that bought into it. But then yes. there were a lot of people
that was like
ooh. That. It was still hard to be dark skinned.
Yeah.
It's a mindset. You have got to change. We have got to change our mindset.
Absolutely.
Because, like you said, at one point, I'm black and I'm proud.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You allowed somebody to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Now you were black and you could be proud.
Now it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then when things started to change, yes. now I'm going to allow somebody to tell me, yes. well, black is not accepted. Dark skin is not accepted. Yes. That's foolish.
Mm-hmm. You know, we need to go back to the black is beautiful thing.
We need to go back to beautiful is beautiful.
Beautiful
we are beautiful. And
we're
I think
beautiful
we need
because
to get
we're
away.
Created in right. an array
right.
of
yes.
hues.
Yes.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So you can be beautiful at whatever hue that God placed you in. And mm-hmm. I think we got to get back to that. And we got to get back to talking about being beautiful, how you were created. Because yes. guess what? I mean, you can go out and make your skin darker, but it's going to turn back light. You know, if you had light skin, you wanted to be dark. It's just, you know, when are we going to find this place of contentment, this place of peace? You either too big or you're too little.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're either too light or you're too dark.
And then you just talked about the color changing. Just like blacks have some problems with their skin shade, white people actually
yeah,
do.
Yeah, they have problems too.
Yeah,
they want to be dark.
They want to be darker.
You got know? Curly hair, so, you want to have straight hair. I got a nappy fro right
that's
now.
That's
I got straight
and hair. We understand that it,
yeah. on,
we understand that it starts with us.
It does.
Mm-hmm. But,
right.
And I say all the time, you need people. We need each other. God didn't create
we
us
do.
Here to be here by ourselves.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We really
right.
do need
hey,
each
y'all,
other.
Hold those thoughts. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. It's 8:35. You're on point. Y'all, I hear the music. I got to take a break, but we're back with more after this.
Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I comb my hair and sometimes I won't. Depending on how the wind blows, I might even paint my toes. It really just depends on whatever feels good in my soul. Girl from your video, and I ain't built like a supermodel, but I learned to love myself unconditionally because I am queen. I'm not the average girl from your video. My worth is not determined by the price of my clothes. No matter what I'm wearing, I will always be the envy.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair.
At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:39. Real women, real talk. It is a hot table this morning. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, caring for our community with state-of-the-art technology. Remember, y'all, free mammograms for ladies 40 years old and older. Absolutely free. If you're uninsured or underinsured, here's the number. Diane Kitts is the contact person, 318-487-1122. 318-487-1122. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Y'all, when I tell you that they're dedicated to excellence, every time that we go to the Heart CU, they make me proud that they sponsor what we do. They are absolutely amazing, and that flows from the head down. Cindy Beauregard is the CEO. Thank you guys for being a part of the OPT Network and Davis One Stop. Thesha, Hollywood, the team at Davis One Stop, filled with excellence, as are all of our sponsors. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located right there. Please, if you're stopping, Davis One Stop is the best stop. This morning on Real Women, Real Talk, we're talking about how we can really be jealous of each other and not really say. And we were talking about the article that was written about Kelly Rowland, who was once a part of Destiny's Child, talking about her revelations in her new CD called Dirty Laundry, about being jealous of Beyoncé when she catapulted herself through the stratosphere after leaving the group and going on to have a solo career. She writes about it. She writes about the heartache of going through domestic violence. And in another interview, she also talked about the issues that she had with being a quote-unquote chocolate sister or a brown-skinned woman. And we were talking during the break, and I said, you know, I think that this is a positive thing. This is not a black or white thing, because I think that we're all relegated to our issues no matter what they are. What I felt when I read the article is that this was cathartic for her. This was a spiritual renewing, saying, this is who I was, this is what I thought, but I'm coming out. I'm getting better. And so I didn't take it as a negative thing. But it does put the conversation on the table about what we're saying to our girls, not just black girls, not just girls of color, but girls in general. What are we saying to them about what beauty really is?
For me, I don't think we're saying enough. I think we're telling them what beauty isn't, what they shouldn't be doing, mm-hmm. what they shouldn't be wearing. Don't do this, don't wear this, don't go here, don't say these things. But then we're not being an example a lot of times, and we're not teaching them what they should be doing, mm-hmm. what they should be saying, to in turn change how they feel.
And you know what? We're going to bring an author on that has written an incredible book, You Are What You Wear. And when you said that, that sparked something in me. Much of our generation, Trinell, 40s and 50s, are we presenting an image that says to our girls, this is what you should do, this is what you should be, this is how you carry yourself. What are we doing?
Absolutely. I refer to your slogan, be the change that you want to see.
And let me just say, that's Gandhi's slogan. I just have adapted and I love it.
Yeah.
And I remind myself of what he said daily, and I try to remind our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. So that puts it on us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We can't say the church ought to do this and
absolutely
this ought to do that. Putting that's it on right. everybody mm-hmm. else, we need mm-hmm. to bring it back to us. Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What girl am I touching? Can mm-hmm. I touch somebody? Can I make a change?
That's powerful.
You know, that's what God asks us to do in our everyday life anyway.
That's right.
Is to change, you know, do something uh-huh. from our.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Lamia.
And you know what? That is true. With every topic that we have, it really starts from us as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to change yourself? What change can you make on the community? What mm-hmm. change can you make with that. And, you know, as you were speaking, we were talking about the younger generation. Right. We, as the older generation, we should encourage the younger generation. We should, Reese. And it's like, okay, but how are we doing it? Mm-hmm. How can we do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have that younger generation, as you say, okay, they're doing something out of line. How do we correct them without them being offended? And like you said, encourage.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage.
Yeah. And Risa, you brought a great point to the table as we were talking about that during the break about how we do it. Because I think it's giving everybody pause about how we do it.
You have to be, I think that you have to be unapologetically anointed is what I call it.
Oh, I love that.
You have to walk as an example and do Absolutely. Not apologize for the example Absolutely. That you mm-hmm. set for yourself.
Yes.
So if I know that I want to walk in a positive light and if I want to be an influence on every single person that I meet, yes, I am tested every single day, yes. but I'm always reminded of the walk. You know what? I want to be a woman of character. I want to mm-hmm. be a woman of standard, and I'm not going to apologize for that. I don't care if I hurt your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you mm-hmm. get offended because I'm doing it in love.
Unapologetically anointed. I love that.
You. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it in love. Yes. No, everyone's not going to like it,
mm-hmm.
but it goes back to you have to know who and whose you are. And when you walk mm-hmm. in that, as iron sharpens iron, one man, so mm-hmm. does one man to another.
Mm-hmm.
So when you walk in that, it's you're sharpening someone else, but you're sharpening yourself.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years ago, and I'll go back to it, Lisa Rae influenced me with she wears white. You know, she does not wear any other color but okay. white.
Who is and Lisa Rae?
Lisa Rae is an actress.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I thought about that, and I said, you know what? I could incorporate that into my lifestyle, not for the cosmetic purposes, but if you have on white, it's mental, it's emotional. You're always conscious of where you sit, what you touch, what you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's mental. That's how we should walk. We should always be conscious of what we say, what we do, how we say it. Because it keeps you sharp. And so even when you are
That's
tested,
powerful.
You have to remember, someone's watching, I'm setting an example,
mm-hmm.
I'm making an impression.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to constantly, constantly walk in there
mm-hmm.
and making sure I'm staying on my toes, but I'm helping someone else.
Absolutely.
And I think that if we just take that self-accountability in everything that we do,
mm-hmm.
and I was saying before we went to break, a lot of times we say it starts with us, and it does. But mm-hmm. you really, really do need other people.
Absolutely.
You have to surround yourself with people that can sharpen you.
Absolutely.
And people that you can sharpen. And that's how we grow.
Absolutely.
Because everything negative and positive is learned behavior.
Absolutely. Hey, y'all, let me get a quick break here. It is 8:47. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And you know what? It doesn't get any better than this. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm. You gotta stay together.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I'm the CEO of Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group, Sylvia's Caring Companions, and your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Y'all, it has been an incredibly wonderful conversation. So many things that you can take away and just chew on. And as we're wrapping up this morning with Real Women, Real Talk, Trinell Green, Teresa Bowie, Lamia Solomon, I want to just ask everybody, because we've had so much to say on and off the air, what we take away, Risa, and we'll go around the table and just talk about what we take away from this morning's conversation.
For me, it's several things. I think for one, again, you have to be comfortable in your own skin. Mm-hmm. You have to embrace your differences and your uniqueness. You have to allow people to sharpen you mm-hmm. as you sharpen others. And we have to be self-accountable for, again, being unapologetically anointed or whatever character that we've decided to walk in. Don't apologize for that. Understand that we set our mark on society. It's not society. It's not the church. As Ms. Trinell said, it's nobody mm-hmm. but us. And I walk in the mindset of, if I don't change the world, it won't get changed. If I don't make a difference, difference won't happen. I know that, obviously, I can't change the world, but it's my mindset.
But I think you can.
I'm always looking for an opportunity constantly to just speak into someone's life.
Absolutely.
If I see someone going through something, embrace them, because you never know what your words can do to influence someone else. I've been down before. I've been jealous of people before. My self-esteem has been low in one capacity or another, but it took me changing my mindset, and it took other people embracing me and reminding me, you know what, you are beautiful, you are capable, you are able, and that helped me to be who I am.
Absolutely. For you, Lamia, what do you take away this morning?
And, you know, every time I come, I got to say that I always learn something, and that's why I say this show not only benefits the people that are listening, but it also benefits me, because every time, Freeze. I learned something
Me
more
too.
On how to handle
Me
different
too.
Situations. Mm-hmm. And so today, I take away, you know what, Lamia, of course it's going to start with you, but also there's a different way to handle all these different situations and how to encourage more. And I'm not doing enough. Mm-hmm. That's my personal thing. I'm not doing enough. I need to do more, and I'm going to be held accountable.
Good stuff. For you, Trinell, first timer, but not your last.
Yeah, I had
what
a
do you take
time.
Away?
Had a great time. I take away that I'm not doing enough. It's time for me to get out there and use some of my talents mm-hmm. definitely. It made me, this conversation made me realize that when I was in the school system, I helped a lot of children, mm-hmm. embraced a lot of children. I need to get back out there and embrace not just young women, but young men.
Absolutely. And you know, Reese is probably the baby of the group, yeah. but she brings so much wisdom, so much power.
She was Reese, one of my babies.
And all, she was one of your babies. You know what? And all of the women that come to Real Women, Real Talk, I just have to say, you guys bless us, bless me, bless our listeners. You guys are immense in bringing your heart and bringing what is real. I honor you for that. I honor each and every one of you this morning.
Thank you for having us.
And let me tell you what I take away this morning from this conversation. First of all, I want to say to Lucy, who is a producer for Eyes Open, Tony Brown, you blessed me. You blessed me. Because, see, we don't tell people all the time how they blessed us. You blessed me the other day at the ballpark when you turned around, the mama that you are, and heard those kids cursing, and you said, I better not hear it again. And somebody spoke up and said, that wasn't me. She turns around and she says, so poignantly, I don't care who it was. I better not hear that again. That blessed me. As mothers, as women, Lucy, I honor you this morning for being a mom, for being a mentor, and for standing up for what's right. I take away that I'm not doing enough either. But what I take away is that we've got to love each other right where we are. We've got to begin to tell people, no matter what hue, white, black, yellow, green, whatever hue that you fall in, that you are beautiful, and that beauty should not be defined by what the media calls as beautiful. Beauty is indeed in the eye of the beholder, and I take away that love conquers a multitude of sins, and we've got to start loving each other. We've got to start encouraging each other. We've got to start giving props when props are due. We've got to start telling people, yes, you can. I support you. How can I help? How can I help you to be the change? We've got to start learning to serve others and understanding that when we pour water on others, that God will water us. It's the principle of sowing and reaping. Let's start sowing. Let's stop talking about it. Let's start being about it every single day. And Trinell so poignantly pointed out my saying, you know, I read a lot, and Mahatma Gandhi went through a lot to be the change that he wanted to see. And so what we try to do every single morning is to remind you that each and every one of us can. We may not be able to impact the global world, but what we can impact is the sphere. We can impact right where we are. We can impact our community. We can impact our families. And it starts with just one person saying, you know what can I do today to bless somebody? Mm-hmm. How can I put a smile on someone else's face? How can I receive you today that it might be the most hellish day of your life? And just a warm smile may be the difference maker. Y'all, it's all about looking outside of ourselves, coming out of yourself, and just doing one simple thing that may be the difference in someone else's life. I want to thank all of you for joining us on this Friday morning for Real Women, Real Talk. Y'all, it's the weekend. It is going to be an incredible weekend. I can't wait to see what's going to happen next. You guys, Risa Bowie, Lamia Solomon, Trinell Green, you guys were fabulous. You were amazing this morning. Thank you so much. And thank all of you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. You gotta love yourself and be the change that you want to see. Remember, change starts with you, and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe, safe weekend. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Momentum Monday.
I just want to let you all know this is Doris Sapp. I know every one of you all, and I just want to say that you are very inspiring, and you have totally uplifted me and want to make me to get to work to help others.
All right. That's what it's all about, and you just blessed us. Thank you so much, Ms. Doris, for taking the time.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Hey, everybody. Thank you once again for joining We'll see you right back here on Momentum Monday. Whatever you do, make sure that you stay safe, stay on point, and we'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend.
Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? The shoes on my feet.
Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is